To the north of Israel stretched the country of Syria, where Ben-Hadad had been king for many years. During the reign of Ahab of Israel, the Syrian army had been defeated twice by the Israelites. Finally, Ahab had lost his life at the Battle of Ramoth-Gilead during a third campaign against Ben-Hadad. Between the wars, there were times of unsettled peace, even though bands of Syrians often came to raid and plunder Israelite territory. When Joram, son of Ahab, became king, there was a period of peace between the two countries. Naaman was commander of the Syrian army. He was highly considered by the king, as he was a great military leader and a brave soldier. But this outstanding man of war had an incurable illness, leprosy. Now his wife had a young Israelite girl among her servants. The girl had been taken captive during one of the Syrian raids. One day she said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman went to the king and told him what the girl from Israel had said. "By all means go," Ben-Hadad replied. "I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman left for Samaria, taking with him a handsome gift of much silver and gold and 10 sets of fine clothes. He also had a letter for Joram of Israel, which said, "I am sending my servant Naaman to you, so that you may cure him of his leprosy." As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and cried, "Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of his leprosy? Surely he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." When the prophet Elisha heard about this, he sent a message to Joram saying, "Why have you torn your robes? Have the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. But the prophet did not come out to meet him. He simply sent a messenger to say, "Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." Naaman's pride was hurt, and he became angry. Treated as a great man in his own country, he thought he would be received with honor in Israel. But the prophet did not even take the trouble to see him, and Elisha's curt directions to wash in muddy Jordan were taken as an insult. So he turned to go, saying, "I thought he would come out to me and stand before me and call on the name of the Lord his God, and that he would wave his hand over the leprosy and cure me. Are not the rivers of Damascus better than any of the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed?" So he rode off in a great rage. But some of his servants went to him and said, "If the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? So should you not do what he says when he tells you, 'Wash and be cleansed'?" Naaman's anger subsided. He considered the matter and decided to do what Elisha had said. So he went down to the Jordan with all his attendants, waded into the river, and dipped himself in the water 7 times, as the prophet had told him. When he came out of the water the 7th time, his flesh was restored and became healthy like that of a young boy. Naaman knew that this miracle of healing was the work of Elisha's God. Now he knew that the Lord was the only true God. So he went back to the prophet and stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. So please accept a gift from your servant." Elisha refused. He wanted the Syrian to understand that the healing had come not from the prophet himself, but from God alone. "As surely as the Lord lives, whom I serve," he said to Naaman, "I will not accept a thing." Next episode, Gehazi, Elisha's servant.